你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶上争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步，你们又妄自称人如同神儿子的话，说：我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所受纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。愿有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子了。再者，我们曾有圣圣的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万民的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得胜吗？圣圣的父都是随己意管教我们，唯有万民的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经念过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。所以你们要把下垂的手、怕酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把道路受直了，使瘸子不至坏脚，反得痊愈。你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。又要谨慎，恐怕有人失了神的恩，恐怕有毒根生出来就扰乱你们，因此叫众人趁人护卫。恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋细俗如以少的，他因一点食物把自己长子的灵魂害了，后来想要承受父所祝福，竟被弃绝。虽然后顾借求，却得到门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。三人请坐，愿神祝福他的话语。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Let me begin with prayer.
让我们开始第一个祷告。
Father, speak to us this day.
父啊，今天请你跟我们开口。
You know what we need to hear.
你知道我们所需要听的。
And give us hearts that are open and obedient.
请你打开我们的心，让我们能够顺服。
Give us the faith to walk and run as you lead us to run.
请你给我们信心，让我们能够跟着你去走去跑。
And for me, I pray that I would have your spirit to guide me in what I say.
愿你的圣灵引导我，让我知道我今天应该讲什么。
Help me to say what you want me to say today.
帮助我讲你要用我的口所讲出来的。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. It is a delight, as it always is, to come and worship with you today.
每次来大家当中总是很高兴。
This is the first time that I've been able to come and worship with you since you have a new pastor, Pastor Ye.
于牧师来了之后，今天是我第一次来到大家当中。
God has blessed you as a congregation to have this godly woman to come and lead you.
神很祝福我们这个教会带领于牧师到我们当中。
And I also want to thank those that have been in leadership for the past many years to be able to sustain this congregation without a pastor present.
同时呢，我也要真的是谢谢以往这我们的同工，在没有牧师的情况下，居然能够就是带领教会这样子走过来。
I admire your leadership and the way in which you have led this congregation for the past five or six years.
我真的是觉得很就是很不简单，能够这么多年您这样子把教会
And I'm praying that under Sister Ye's leadership, the church will experience some of the best days yet.
我祷告求神能够让这个教会在云牧师的带领下能够更加的壮大成长。
Let me also thank Dr. June for his service on our district board. The district has a board of leadership for all of our churches.
我也要谢谢庄俊博士，他带领就是代表这个教会在那个威斯里那边的威斯board去committee，有点像董事会在董事会里面任职。
So he has just started with that group, but thank you for your service.
他刚刚开始，但是谢谢他的在里面的同工。
The passage we read was from Hebrews chapter 12. Let me read again verse 1.
我们刚刚读的这个经文是希伯来书的第十二章，那现在我从一节来开始。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
存心忍耐，奔跑，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
In this passage, life is compared to a spiritual race.
在这个经节里面，把我们的人生跟这个就是赛跑来作为比较。
Our salvation was not the finish line; it was, in a sense, the start of this new journey.
我们的救恩不是终点线，而是我们新的章程的开始。The
goal of the race is for each of us to finish well.
我们这个目标就是里程的目标，就是我们要完成到终点，就是要而且要完成的很好。Not
to outrun everyone else, but to persevere to the end.
不是说你要比人家跑得快，而是说你要存这个忍耐的心，一直跑到终点。We
are warned that the race will be long and at times difficult.
这里面就是警告我们说，我们这个里程呢会很长，而且呢有时候会有一些困难。The
letter of Hebrews was written to believers who had already endured difficulty.
这个希伯来书这本书呢是写给已经信的信徒，他们呢经受到一些的困难。Turn
back in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10, and let me read verses 32 through 36. Can we read the entire passage and then let you read? Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. Go ahead. I'll finish the passage and then you can read the entire 36. You suffered along with those in prison, and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised.
希伯来书第十章三十二到三十六节，你们要追念往日，蒙了光照以后。 所忍受大征战的各种苦难，一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受苦难的人。因为你们体恤了那些被捆绑的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心。 存这样的心必得大赏赐，你们必须忍耐，使你们完成了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
It seems as though these believers had faced a lot of obstacles early in their Christian race, but they had remained steadfast.
所以我们看到这些基督徒，他们碰到了，就是在早期的生活中碰到了很多的苦难、患难，但是呢，他们坚守在里边。
But these obstacles were from the outside, other people trying to harm them.
这些患难呢是从外面而来的，其他的人就是尽量的想给他们这些苦难。
But in chapter 12, we're being warned about obstacles or hindrances that are more from within.
但是呢，在十二章里面呢，我们看到呢，这些患难呢是来自于。所看到的困难呢，是来自于自己本身的信徒自己本身的。
These are things that will gradually wear you down and cause you to give up.
这些呢是一些让我们最后就是常累我们到最后呢，我们想放弃的。
When a long-distance athlete runs a marathon,
当一个运动员他跑这种马拉松的时候。
They have no excess clothes or weight to carry. Everything is as light as possible.
他们是尽量的简装，因为他们不会多带衣服或者多带一些吃重的东西。
In a short sprint, you might see a runner wear chains around their neck or other stuff that doesn't really bother them in a short distance.
但是呢，短跑的运动员是不一样的。你有时候会看到他们脖子上还挂着一些东西，他无所谓。
But as the body endures hours of running,
但是呢，当你的就是跑很长很长的路的时候，
what at first may be thought to be insignificant becomes a major hindrance.
你刚刚开始不觉得身体不会觉得怎样的重，可是到了跑很长路的时候，你的身体就会慢慢的感觉到了。
We are called to put off every hindrance.
所以呢，就是这经节里让我们知道说，我们要放下常累我们的之重。
The word is literally weight.
就是那个词就是重量之重。
It portrays sin as this unnecessary weight that bogs us down.
这里面讲到的重担呢，就是把罪描述为常累我们的这个重担。
And potentially cripples us from running the race freely.
然后阻碍我们去跑、奔跑、自由奔跑前面的路。
Sometimes people think of sin as something that is fun, but against the rules.
有时候呢，我们有些人会觉得说，罪是以罪为乐，觉得说这些罪是很有只是违反了一些规则，日常的规则而已。
Life would be good if we could sin, but it gives us some unfair advantage, they think.
他们觉得说人生中是有就是那些罪是对他们就是有一些好处的，只是说好像就是不是太公平而已。
But from God's perspective, sin is that which holds us back.
但是呢，从神的眼光来说，罪是让我们不能前进的东西。
He sees the distance of the race of our future and calls us to get rid of anything that is hindering our run.
神看到我们前面的路，所以他让我们要放下这些常累我们的重担，来奔跑前面的路程。
Our children have more or less grown up. They're all adults as of today, actually.
牧师的孩子都已经长大了。
Our youngest son turned 18. Today.
他的最年轻的儿子呢，已经今天正好18岁了。
But when they were small children, our family would like to go camping in a tent outside.
但是当他的孩子很小的时候呢，他们喜欢离家去露营。
Now, when we go camping, we would usually pack up our minivan with all of the supplies that we needed and back up to the campsite.
他们去露营的时候，一般就是会把他们的小面包车装得满满的，然后呢就开到露营的地方去。
And everything we needed, our groceries, our tent, our sleeping bag, everything was in the van.
所有他们需要的东西，比如说那些帐篷啊、食物啊，所有他们需要的。
But one time we decided we want to go camping out at a beautiful beach in North Carolina.
但是呢，有一次呢，他们决定说他们要到北卡那边去露营。
And this was a more advanced style of camping because we had to hike out to the campsite.
那个是一个沙滩，那他们呢必去的时候呢，必须走路过去，走很长的一段路。
But I didn't understand all the changes that would take and how we prepare.
但是呢，牧师那时候没有意识到，就是说从开车到说直接到那边或者到跟那个需要走一段路到那边的差别。
So we packed our tent, a stove, a small stove, a beach chair, sleeping bags.
所以呢，他就还是跟原来一样，就带着他的帐篷啊，他的沙滩椅啊，他的那个炉子啊，该带的东西都带。
We had bags of groceries, pillows, everything but the kitchen sink.
枕头啊，食物啊，他就几乎把家所有的东西，除了那个不能带的那个洗手，家里那个厨房的洗手盆是不能带的，其他所有东西都带上了。
Now we realized that we couldn't just carry all of this stuff. It was too much.
他就意识到就是说那个他们真的是带了很多。
So we packed it, and have you seen those luggage carriers that go on top of a car?
我不知道你们有没有看到，就是在路上看到说一些就是放在车顶上的那些放行李的那个带行李的箱子。
We filled it up and put it on a wagon that we were going to pull to the campsite.
所以呢，他就把那个就是那个行李的箱子呢就。装得满满的，然后就放在一个推车里面，就是准备把那个，就是推着那个推车就走到那个露营的地方。
So we loaded the wagon, we hiked down a pretty long trail, and we had to get on a boat.
所以呢，他就所有东西放进去了之后，就走了很长的一段路呢，然后他们还必须去坐船。
The park ranger that was driving the boat looked at us like we were crazy and asked, are you sure you want to take all this?
那个就开船的那个就是那个人呢就看着我们带这么东西就觉得说我们好像疯了一样就问我们说你确定你要带这么多东西吗
We assured him we'd be fine. We've been camping before and we knew what we were doing.
我们跟他说哦没问题的我们就以前一直露营的都没有问题的
So in the boat we rowed across this intercoastal waterway and to the island that we were going to be camping on
所以呢我们就坐船就是到了那个岛上
But on the other side we got on a trail and it wasn't quite so smooth
但是呢到了那岛上的时候呢就是那个路上呢就不是很平稳了
But I pulled the wagon up a long hill, it was pretty hard packed sand up this long hill.
就是有一个很长的那个像一个山丘你要走上去那那个路上呢都是沙。
We got to the top of the hill and we could finally see this gorgeous beach, this beautiful place where we were going to camp.
好不容易走到山顶上了我们就看到了那个就是哇很美丽的景象在沙滩上。
But we also discovered that as we got to this loose sand, we had to hike about another mile on this sand, and the wagon was doing us no good.
但是呢，我也突然间意识到，如果我们要真正到的目的地的话，我们还要再走一英里的路。那这个一英里的路呢，上面呢全都是松松的散沙。那这个我们带的这辆推车呢，好像不太有用。
We were hot and tired, and we had to pick up the carrier and pull it to the campsite.
我们那时候又觉得又热又累，然后还要把那个行李长长的行李箱这样子拿起来，然后就带到那个露营的地方。
About an hour later, we made it to the campsite, and I was ready to throw everything into the ocean.
一个小时之后呢，我们终于走到了。但当我们到的时候，我就。心里想着要把那个所有的东西都扔掉了，扔到海里去。
I think sometimes God is looking at me and at you like that ranger was looking at us in that boat.
我想呢，有时候神看着你我的时候呢，就像那个开船的，就是那个人看着，当时看着我们一样。
There are things in your life that are just weighing you down.
你生活中有一些东西呢，只是常累你，但很累而已。
God is asking you to throw that off.
神叫你把那些东西扔下。
God wants you to experience a certain quality of life.
神要我们经历生活的一些有意义的东西。
But when we carry these things that are not of God, we become weary.
但是呢，当我们带着这些不属神的东西的时候呢，我们会觉得说很累。
These can be attitudes or habits.
这些东西呢，可能是我们的态度，也可能是我们的习惯。
Unhealthy relationships, even certain possessions.
或者说是不健康的关系，甚至是你拥有的一些东西。
They are hindering you from living the life that God created you to live.
他们呢，阻碍你过着一个神要你过的生活。
This passage speaks also of the sin that so easily entangles.
这个经节里面也跟我们讲到，这罪是如此的容，这样容易缠累我们。
As if this were a sin, one sin that is particularly difficult for you.
就像一个就是罪，就是对你来说真的是很难去对付的。
And may have even become habitual or addictive.
或者说你可能会真的是就是你已经就是陷在里面，你没有办法出来。
So let me just ask you to answer this for yourself. What is the sin that God is calling you to throw off?
所以我现在要问你一个问题，你可以在自己心里面对自己回答，就是什么样的罪让你神要你去抛开的。
Look at verse 2.
第二节。
And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
This race is a life of faith.
我们要奔跑的这个路程呢，是一个信心的路程。
In chapter 11, faith is defined as confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see. That's 11:1.
就在十一章一节里面讲到，信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
The life of faith.Is anticipating that which we have not yet experienced.
就是说我们要看到我们要看知道说我们未来要经历的事情。
But that which we hope is waiting for us at the end of the race.
但是呢，我们知道说在旅程的最终点呢，这个是我们的盼望。
We are called to fix our eyes or our gaze.On Jesus, keeping Him the focus of our aspirations.
神呼召我们要仰望，定睛在耶稣的身上。
At that day, it will not matter how much money you have.
就在最后最终的时候，你有多少钱其实不重要。
How many places you have visited?
你看过走过多少的地方也不重要。
Or most of the other things that.Tend to motivate the people of this world.
或者说，就是那些现在让世上的一些人就是这样子去奔跑的忙碌的事情也不重要。
What will matter is your relationship with Jesus.
最重要的是你跟耶稣的关系。
And to persevere in this stage of the race, we must focus on what will matter for eternity.
所以。当我们在这奔跑这个属灵的路程的时候，我们要存心忍耐，要定睛在耶稣身上。
There are some who seem to make religion and Christianity more about themselves.
有一些人呢是把这个觉得信仰是好像这是他们自己的。
And we can even reason that if God is for any that we can make it seem as though God is for anything that would make us happy or fulfilled.
他们觉得说好像这信仰就是让他们觉得说他们有成就感。
I've heard some in doing this rationalize things that they can do that are very different from the character of Jesus.
他们就是找尽一切的理由去做一些其实跟耶稣是很不一样的事情。
These are the things that will tear us down and cause us to grow weary.
这些就是一些事情能够摧毁我们，让我们觉得我们很累。
So fix your gaze on Jesus.
所以要定睛仰望在耶稣身上。
Spend time in prayer, pouring out your heart to Him.
你要花时间祷告，要把你的心交给他。
Spend time reading the Bible.
你要读经。
Getting God's perspective on your life.
你要明白神的心意。
We often are unaware of how much time we are being influenced by television or media or the things of this world.
很多时候我们没有意识到我们被这些电视啊或者媒体或者就是外面的世界影响了多少。
We need the mind of Christ that comes from His Word.
我们必须有神的心意，这些就是从他的话语而来。
And reading that and letting it change who we are.
我们必须读经，让这些神的话语改变我们。
Go back to the passage. The end of verse 2 and verse 3 says, For the joy set before him, this is after fix your eyes on Jesus, For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
第二到第三节，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右面。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲惫灰心。
Christians ought to expect the life of following Jesus to have times of difficulty.
我们知道作为基督徒，我们有受苦难的时候。
Life is not designed for you to be comfortable or fulfilled or famous.
我们的人生不是过得很舒服，或者说很有成就感，或者说很有名。
Many times it will bring fulfillment, but it is not through us seeking that.
有时候呢，我们这种是会有成就感，但是这种成就感不是只是从我们自己本身的追求而来。
Faith in God trusts that God is working for our ultimate good.
我们必须对神有信心，知道神会最终让我们得益处。
Even when He leads us through hardship and sacrifice.
即便是当他带我们在苦难中走过。
And facing these trials and hardship does not mean that we have done something wrong.
我们面对试炼或者说患难的时候，并不等于说我们做了错事。
It does not mean you don't have enough faith.
也不见得说是我们没有信心。
In fact, God trusts that we can endure whatever He brings our way.
恰好相反，实际上神呢是知道说我们是能够忍受这些患难的。
Failure in this race is not facing these difficulties, rather it's giving up, growing weary, and losing heart.
当我们就是说失败的时候，不是说是这些问题造成我们失败，而是我们就是已经没有信心了，我们放弃了。
So focus on Jesus, who went through more hardship than any of us have faced.
所以我们要定睛在耶稣身上，他所承受的，所有的患难比我们的多得多。
and showed us that he can endure for the joy that God was giving him.
但是呢，他能够忍受，因为呢，神，他有从神那边来的喜乐。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 5 and 6.
让我们看第五到第六节。
My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son.
我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打反手收纳的儿子。
When we submit to God, we let Him do in our lives whatever He desires to do.
当我们屈服在神的面前的时候，就是我们接受神在我们身上的一切的作为。
And sometimes He takes you through some difficulties in order to make you more like Jesus.
有时候呢，他带你走过患难，是因为他要你更像耶稣。
We spoke earlier of the weights or the sins that entangle.
我们刚刚讲到了重担，还有这个缠累我们的罪。
Sometimes simply God taking those away can be a very painful process.
有时候呢，这个就是会是一个。让我们很难过的一个过程，就是神把他们挪开的时候。
Perhaps this is something that you in the past had tried to give up or stop, and you couldn't, and so you got discouraged.
有时候呢，我们就想，好像让这些挪开，但是呢，我们自己做不到，所以我们会很灰心。
We need to humbly understand that the opposition is greater than we can fight on our own strength.
我们必须谦卑地认识到，我们所经过的、经受的这些患难呢，是大过我们的能力所能承受的。
The battle can always be won, but it will take God's power through faith.
但是呢，这个会把我们带到信心的这个能，我们因为信心带来的能力上面。
And when we let God purify us of our sin, this is often extremely difficult.
当我们让神把我们的罪洗净的时候，这个是一个很难的过程。
We may even feel like God is against us.
我们有时候甚至会觉得说，神好像在跟我们作对。
But this passage assures us that it's out of His love for us.
但是呢，我们看到的，刚刚看到的这个经节讲到的。是神管教我们是因为爱。
That he is disciplining us because he is our loving father and we are his children.
他管教我们是因为他是爱我们的父，我们是他的儿女。
But the Bible assures us that the process at the end will be worth the difficulty.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，在最终呢，这个是我们所经受的是值得的。
Look at verse 10, it says, God disciplines us for our good in order that we may share in His holiness.
在第十节讲到，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Holiness is that end that we are aiming for.
所以呢，这个圣洁呢，是我们的目标。
But maybe you hear the word, and maybe hear it occasionally in church, but don't know exactly what it means.
我们大家可能经常听到这个词，但是不是太明白这个词的含义是什么。
I like an emphasis that the Wesleyan Church, that part of the denomination worldwide, the Wesleyan Church, had an emphasis or a motto called being made new.
在卫斯理呢，我们有一个座右铭，就是说诚心。
And we know that something that is new is as it was, is at its best. It's always what the way it should be when it's new.
我们知道呢，新的东西总是很好的。
Think of a car that you purchase. The day you pick it up at the store, at the dealership when it's new, is the best it will ever be.
比如说呢，你买一辆新车，你当你那天就是去取车的时候，这车就是所有的都是最好的。
As you drive it a couple of years, it might get a few dents. It might have some rust on it around Buffalo.
但是呢，当你开了几年之后呢，可能就会有锈蚀和可能就会有一些好像一些斑斑点点。
Eventually, the engine may grow old, or the car may start to fall apart if it's an older car.
引擎呢开始老了，然后车呢开始有一些要一有一些会坏掉了。
But think about this concept of being made new is to restore something that is old and broken back to its new condition.
那我们再回来看看这个就是卫斯理的座右铭，说是诚心造新，就是说把一些就原来是老的然后再变成新的。
Like someone who restores a 50-year-old car and puts all new parts makes everything back to its new condition.
就想象说我们有一辆五十年旧的车，然后你换了一些零件什么东西，然后变成新的，就跟它原来的状况是一样的。
This is the journey that God is wanting to take us on to help us to be made new.
这就是神要带领我们的旅程，让我们又成新了。
While our bodies may be growing older and weaker, our souls are being renewed.
当我们 的身体是渐渐衰老的时候，但是我们的灵呢，是重新更新了。
Last Sunday, I was at the funeral of a retired pastor, Alton Shea.
在就是啥嘞
？Last Sunday.
Oh, last Sunday. 上个礼拜呢。牧师在去参加一个葬礼，这个葬礼这个实质是那个已经退休的一个牧师。
He was the brother of the singer George Beverly Shea.
他是是一个歌唱家的兄弟。
And he had lived to be 101 in the Hope Nursing Home.
他活了101岁。
And as I saw him, his mind and his body had been getting weaker and weaker since I've known him the last several years.
他在过去的几年呢，他的身体是渐渐的衰败。
But for many years, probably since he first became a believer as a child, God had continued to make him more and more like Jesus.
但是呢，他在他的整个人生中呢，当他信了主之后，他是越来越像耶稣。
So that now he is with Jesus, he is experiencing that glory that we only hope for and anticipate.
那他现在呢，跟耶稣在一起的荣耀，这个荣耀呢，是我们大家也是希望我们以后能得到的。
This is what God is wanting each of us to strive for, to be made new.
所以呢。这就是神要我们努力争取的，就是我们要更新。
Verse 14 says, "Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord."
在第十四节上面讲到，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
God is saying, "If you will let me." Make you new. Restore you. Sin has damaged us. Our nature, the way we think, the way we, our soul encounters God.
最让我们败坏，那神要我们更新。
But if you will, through looking at Jesus, through casting off these things that are hindering you, if you will let God make you holy, you will see Jesus.
但是呢如果我们能够放下我们的重担，那让神来更新我们，那最终呢，我们就会跟耶稣一样，成为圣洁。
This says make every effort. That's something that we can do.
这里面讲到呢，我们要努力，这是我们能够做的。
We know that it takes God's work to do this in us, but He is asking us to do what we can do.
我们知道呢，我们必须有从神那边来的帮助，但是呢，我们也知道神要我们尽力。
And even, I believe, for each of us, there is something that God is asking you to do today to enter this process.
我知道呢，今天神对我们当中每一个人都有一个任务，就是我们要做一些事情，来个就是开始这个进入这个成洁的成为圣洁的旅程。
And holiness for you is not necessarily being a perfect person, but for you it's doing this next thing that God is asking you to do.
圣洁呢，对我们大家来说呢，不是说你马上就要成为完美，而是说你下一步应该做什么。
We can be intimidated thinking, I've got to be like Mother Teresa or Billy Graham or whoever the most spiritual person you know, and that can cause you to give up.
我们有时候呢想到这些就是圣徒比如说就伟人像 Mother Teresa 或者说是那个 Billy Graham, 我们就是这些有名的人，我们会觉得说高不可攀，所以我们有时候会放弃。
As if someone were to say, I want you to get up this afternoon and run a marathon for 23 miles.
就像就是说有个人跟你说你今天下午要跑一个马拉松。
But maybe God is saying, why don't you get up and go on a treadmill for 15 minutes.
但是呢，神可能对你今天说的就是说你今天到跑步机跑15分钟。
Take you from where you are and say, let's be disciplined. Let's let God get us in shape.
让我们就是现在开始有自制，让神让我们就是慢慢的就是能够走上正轨。
And I believe that holiness then becomes obedience to what God is calling you to do today. Holiness is obedience to what God is calling you to do today.
所以呢。Obedience.
Casting off everything that is hindering you. And running this race with perseverance. Let's pray and ask God to show us what He wants us to do. Give us a willing and obedient heart.
主，求你给我们一个愿意，还有顺服的心。
For then we can hear your voice guiding us.
好让我们能够听到你带领我们的声音。
And now show us those things in our life that are hindering us, that are weighing us down.
让我们知道那些缠累我们的东西。
And help us to throw them off.
让我们看到，然后能够把它们扔下来，这些东西扔放下。
I mean, maybe ways that you're calling us to go and do something.
你可能让我们去做一些东西，一些事情。
Let us be obedient to that.
让我们能够谦卑，让我们能够服从，顺服。
And give us that holiness by which we can see Jesus.
给我们那个可以看到 耶稣的圣洁。
We know that it's not our own righteousness, but it is Christ's.
我们知道不是因为我们的义，而是基督。
For it is your Holy Spirit at work in me.
是你的圣灵在我们身上做工。
Increase our love for Jesus.
这加增我们爱耶稣基督的心。
Amen. We also want to move into communion. Is this the time or are you?